Okay, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So I hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us. Really quite a an interesting trading day yesterday from a risk on, risk off perspective. We had a bit of a move across the equity markets yet again. This resilience theme seems to be playing out and it seems to be still really quite strong. We saw a turnaround in Nvidia share price as well. But then we saw that risk on trade with the dollar and there was a lot of dollar strength as well. So we do have some conflicting price action going into this week's FOMC, which is tomorrow, of course, and today being Tuesday, the 20th of March. So let's get straight into it then. We'll, of course, start with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. So as a quick introduction, then all profitable traders need to consider, you know, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, trade management as well, once that market moves in your favor, trade and psychology, and we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, just so that you know, we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well when required. So that's just a little overview. So let's start then with just a review of market moving news. So we're still slightly surprised with the response we've seen off the back of the BOJ yesterday. If you look at, we'll have a look at markets like the dollar yen and the Nikkei over the last year or so. We'll have a look at that in just a second. But we actually saw, believe it or not, the BOJ not just remove the yield curve control, but also to increase rates by 20 basis point move. From a negative 0.1 to a positive 0.1. So I suppose the biggest driver of this narrative is the fact that it's kind of one and done. It's one move, and I wouldn't say it's done as far as the BOJ is concerned. I think they're going to sort of really see how things play out. But what we have seen in exchange is a bit of a strong, this is the dollar yen. So we're right back up at these highs in here. The reason why it's been a difficult decision to make. It's because when there was a little bit of talk about the yen making a move to start to normalize, we saw sort of a few sort of big opportunities for some strong selling. And when the Fed actually moved, this is kind of what we would have expected, a little bit of a downside move. Instead, we've seen the complete opposite. We've seen this really outsized excessive rally. So a bit of a kind of a head scratcher on that, but you see, you may very well say, yeah, but it's the differential between, the BOJ and other central banks like the Fed. And ordinarily, we would kind of agree with that, except we're not seeing that play out elsewhere. If it means the Fed are likely to stay higher for longer, then we'd expect that to play out in markets like your global indices markets. And it's not, because we're up at all-time highs there as well. So an interesting dynamic. It's slightly incoherent, but it is nonetheless what's happened with that price. And it's very difficult to get into a trade where you don't really have a decent understanding in terms of what's driving that capital flow into I suppose out of the yen, really, more so. Okay, so that was yesterday's major news event, and the move was really outsized yesterday, and it's surprisingly outsized again today. We also had the RBA in there keeping rates hold at 4.35, so we started to see a bit of strong dollar strength across the board. Again, slightly incoherent, but it was a trade that we were more than willing to get into. Canadian dollar CPI. It's interesting to look at other major economies just to see how inflation is progressing. And you can see for the Canadian economy, inflation is coming in slightly lower than expected. And again, UK CPI as well, coming in at 3.4. Expected 3.5. So look, that's the lowest inflation number now since we were way back here in September 2021. So we've been on a bit of a V-shape recovery as far as CPI is concerned. So we're inching closer, not quite at a stage where the BOJ will be fully able to start cutting rates, but certainly the central banks are gearing up to that. And I guess that's the big focus, really. And then tomorrow's, it's actually tonight, isn't it? So this is Wednesday, the 20th of March. So it's actually this evening's FOMC. Sorry, I kind of missed the day, I think, somehow, which can happen very easily with these markets at the minute. But it's actually this evening. Today now is Wednesday, the 20th of March, and it's tonight's FOMC. So today, the CPI number's coming in just slightly lower than expected. So moving in the right direction. Not fully there yet, but edging closer. So tonight's FOMC is going to be really, really interesting, just purely down to the fact that it'll be a real strong focus on the dot plot in terms of how do they see rates playing out over the coming, you know, couple of years. And that's going to be a really interesting discussion because we have some members of the FOMC are actually a little bit more hawkish in terms of higher rate for longer. We know Jerome Powell, it seems to be surprisingly dovish. I think that's a fair assessment. He's surprisingly dovish. Not really too sure why he's surprisingly dovish. He doesn't need to be, but he is. And we're not sure the FOMC will be able to cut rates unless the data really improves over the next. When I say improve, inflation come right down, unemployment starts ticking higher, and a lot of the economic data starts coming in much weaker. Unless we start seeing a dramatic shift from this current view, it's going to be very, very hard for the Fed to cut rates. So let's see how that plays out. And this event as well is at the earlier time of 6 o'clock because of the time shift in North America. So we've got this time shift for another week or so, isn't it? So bear that in mind. It's the earlier time, and the press conference will be at 6:30 rather than the usual kind of 7:30 time frame. So all eyes on the FOMC, all eyes on the dot plot, all eyes on Jerome Powell and his press conference to see, you know, what he says this time. The question is, can he be more dovish at this point? And will markets rally to all-time highs? It'd be worrying if they did, but nothing whatsoever can surprise us about these markets at this stage. Really strong rally yesterday. across all the equity markets, including the Nikkei. So we had a really strong risk-on condition in the end. We were risk-off for a period. So within these intraday moves, we're getting strong swings to the downside, followed by really strong reversals. And that actually applies to the upside and to the downside. So so what we also saw yesterday was a relatively strong US dollar. So we've got risk on and risk off, which again, it's an unusual, it's a strange dynamic. The dollar yen is rallying as well. We've actually broken these new highs. So since yesterday morning, massive move yesterday, further continuation today, structural failure trade to the upside. We do have some resistance just above these highs, but a trade that's a difficult one for us. Our bias was absolutely to the downside based on our analysis, and to see this type of rally is really quite surprising. Now, there's lots of tenuous reasons for that, but they are just that, quite tenuous. And when the BOJ were actually talking about making a move, there was some strong selling. When they actually made a move, we would have expected, you know, actually a reasonable rollover to the downside and the yen to strengthen. And instead, we've seen exact opposite. And this has happened quite a few times over the last month or two. So just in quite a strange market dynamic at the moment for us. The dollar Swiss in a sideways moving pattern. We were in this trade to the upside, so hopefully we get further momentum higher. The CAD, again, strength yesterday, kind of pulled back by the time we closed, but there is further momentum to the upside there. The Aussie dollar, perhaps further momentum to the downside. And then we couldn't get into this yesterday, and we failed to make any progress in any way, shape, or form. But if we do, there's a strong support level in here. And if prices do break through and we do get some dollar strength today, that might be a viable trade. So it really appears, and again, that's the move in the yen. Bit of a surprise. So crude oil, we're inching closer to our take profit just up at these higher levels. So might need to be a little bit patient with that just once more. Gold, still waiting for this market to break below the 2150. It doesn't really want to make any moves, so therefore we can't make any decision. So we're left with this quite bland market condition where we have the potential to buy the equity markets and the potential to buy the dollar. And that's a bit of an upside down move, especially when you look at bond yields. We're up at concerning levels. You see the 2-year risks have been increasing, just pausing up at these highs now, going into the FOMC. Same kind of narrative. There's a bit more of an upside, bit more of a rally in treasury yields. And we were speaking yesterday about the problem with the disconnect between the equity markets and the yield markets and the yield markets with the dollar, and how that's playing out. It's doing so in quite an unusual manner. Now, that always suggests that, you know, there's something bubbling away, perhaps underneath the surface. And we're really interested to find out which side is going to win out. Are the incredibly exuberant, bullish sort of AI narrative, is that just going to completely wipe the board across? Are these signs of risks that are building, are they going to actually start to, are the markets going to actually start to contemplate those? Because at the minute, it seems to be pure economic nirvana, is a word we've used quite a few times. We know that's not the case, but we do see these markets moving in that fashion. And again, it's the upside down nature of the treasury market compared with the equity market, which is really certainly causing us to question when are these markets going to actually start pricing in some of these market fundamentals, because they're really not doing so at the minute, and therefore making it a difficult environment. So dollar strength, we'd still look for that. These prices breaking below the 21.50 level. Not a great setup. Like the biggest move, of course, is in the yen pairs. Just we're up at these really elevated levels. And it's a trade we're not overly comfortable with either. So we'll stick with the dollar Swiss to the upside. And maybe we look at the New Zealand dollar as well. 60.33, is that the low? 60.33, okay. So, okay, let's do our trade plan then. We've got mixed market conditions in terms of the risk on, risk off narrative. It's equities up and dollar up, which is, it's not great. So we will see some clarity at some point. We always do, but these markets can go through these periods of pure indecision at times. So New Zealand, was it the 60.33 level for the New Zealand dollar? Yeah, 60.33. Okay. Right. So for us, it would either be looking for some dollar strength, or looking at the So bear with me a second. Okay, so look, let's wrap it up there then for this session. So because we got this risk on, risk off sort of dynamic ticking away in the background, as we go into the FOMC later on, it's going to be interesting. We're going to spend a bit of time on the dot plot. We're going to spend a bit of time discussing what the Fed need to see in order to be able to change, move rates. And as a result, we're likely to experience an awful lot of volatility. And we can expect some big moves in, post that particular event. And we're going to try and capitalize on some of those moves, perhaps. So market summary, mixed market conditions. We would certainly expect the dollar Swiss to continue above the 8,900. So a buy trade above 8,900. The New Zealand dollar looking to sell below the 60.33, which is now a two-day low. We're looking for gold to see if it can roll over to the downside below the 21.50. I think the actual entry would be a little bit lower than that, 21.46 perhaps, but you keep an eye on those levels. Or there can be a risk-on trade in the indice markets. And you can kind of take your pick with those indice markets. And we'll have a look at all of them, but not too comfortable getting into that trade prior to the FOMC, in all honesty. So it'll probably be more of a focus on the dollar. So let's post this into the chat box, guys, and we'll let you go. There is a huge amount of indecision behind our analysis at the minute. We often trade markets which are a lot more straightforward than this. It is what it is, so we can't really do anything about it. We know that these markets go through these phases. We're in this phase now. We will come out the other end at some point. I have no doubt about that. But look, that's our trade plan for today. I've just posted it into the chat box, guys, for you. And in terms of narrative, you know, you can really, it's very difficult to pinpoint, you know, exactly what's going on in these markets right now and what's fundamentally driving sentiment. So can't really spend too much time on that, which is, again, very unusual. Normally we'd have a major sort of market driver, but not as things currently stand. All right. Okay. On that note, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to post them and we'll let you go. We'll be back again, of course, tomorrow. See what we do post FOMC. If you are interested in learning how to trade financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on the website. The prices start from just $59 a month, so hopefully you find it affordable. And for more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com and connect with us there through the website if you need. Great stuff. On that note, guys, thanks so much. We'll see you in the next room, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.